All right, it's good to be with you again.
跟大家在一起，很高兴。
And to speak especially about this really important subject of the Holy Trinity and its meaning for your life.
讲到这个很重要的主题，三位一体圣洁的神，对你生命的意义跟实际的关联。
Actually, it works out quite well. What's happened to us today?
今天呢发生的事情，感谢主呢都万事互相效力啊。
Because I have actually three lectures or messages today.
因为我今天呢本来只有三篇信息的。
And so we'll do the first one now.
所以我们讲第一篇现在。
And the second two this afternoon.
下两篇呢就下两堂课讲。
So as I said, today's subject is the Holy Trinity.
正如我所说呢，这个题目是三位一体。
This is a vast subject.
这是一个很广大的主题。
It's a mysterious subject,
也是一个深奥的主题
but it is also an important and practical subject.
但是也是一个非常重要切合我们实际生活的主题
And what I want to do today is follow an outline based on the three major texts for the Trinity.
我们今天呢要跟着一个要领是跟着我们这三个主要的章节
In the New Testament.
在新约里头的三段经文
So, in this hour, we're going to look at the fundamental declaration of the Holy Trinity.
好，这一堂课呢，我们要看到三位一体的基本的宣告，圣经里的宣告。
In Matthew 28:19.
是根据马太第二十八章十九节。
Then in the first hour this afternoon, we'll look at the wonderful benediction of the Holy Trinity.
那么下午一堂课呢，第二堂课我们要讲到这三位一体神的美好的祝福。
And we'll look at 2 Corinthians 13:14.
是根据林后十三章的十四节。
The very last verse of the very last letter of Paul to the Corinthians.
就是保罗写给哥林多的后书的最后的一句话，美好的祝福。
And then in section 3, we'll look at the interpersonal relations of the Holy Trinity.
最后一堂课呢，我讲到三位一体彼此的关系。
And here we'll consider the third important text on the Trinity in the New Testament.
我们要看到第三段有关三位一体的新约里的重要的经文。
Matthew 3:17 and its parallels in the Gospels.
就是马太第三章的十七节和它的一些其他的有关平行经文。
Which speak of the baptism of Christ.
也讲到耶稣的受洗。
Now, I just want to point out to you.
我要跟大家讲。
That these are the three most important texts.
这三段经文呢是最重要的三段新约里的经文。
In which we have a declaration of the threefold name of God.
在这三段经文里讲到神的三位一体三个名字。
In the New Testament.
在新约里的。
If someone should ask you.
如果有人问你啊。
Where is the Trinity in the New Testament?
新约里头哪里讲到三位一体啊。
You should tell them first of all.
你应该告诉他第一。
That is in these three texts.
在这三段经文里头。
Matthew 28:19.
马太二十八章二十九节。
2 Corinthians 13:14.
林后十三章十四节。
And Matthew 3:17.
还有马太福音三章十七节，这三段最重要的有关三位一体。
This is one of the things you learn today.
这是你今天至少要学到的啊。
But before we begin,
我们开始之前
，I'd like to pray briefly.
我们先简短的祷告。
Father, your word says that a man can receive nothing.
父，你的话说到，若不是你帮助，没有人能够明白。
Except it is given to him from God.
除非是神赐给他的。
But we receive your providence.
但是我们从你那儿得到你的护理。
And the opportunity to worship you and your beautiful creation.
能够敬拜你和借着你所创造的万物。
This morning.
今天早上。
And we also come to receive from you.
我们也从你那儿领受。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的恩膏
by which alone we can teach,
唯有借此我们能够教导
and hear,
听见
and learn,
学习
the things that concern the good of our souls,
有关我们灵魂的益处的事情
Amen.
奉耶稣名，阿门。
The first thing I want to talk about today, then, is the fundamental declaration of the Holy Trinity in Matthew 28:19.
我们第一件要讲的就是在马太二十八章十九节有关三位一体的基本的宣告。
Would you please turn in your Bibles to that important text?
请你翻到这一段经文，马太二十八章。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、 子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Now, with regard to this text, I want to say five things this morning.
有关这段经文呢，我们要讲五件事情啊。
It's essential position.
第一是它必须的地位。
It's easy introduction.
它简洁的介绍。第二。
It's confessional definition.
它告白的定义。
It's historical distortion.
它历史上的扭曲。
And it's central foundation.
第五，它核心的基础。
So let's go right to it.
好，我们现在看。
Matthew 28:18-20 is the fundamental declaration of the Holy Trinity in the New Testament.
马太二十八章这段经文是新约里头对三位一体最基本的宣告。
In this text, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, occupies an essential position.
在这段经文里头，三位一体父、子、圣灵占了一个必要的地位。
And this is true in two respects.
从两方面来说，都是如此。
Matthew 28:18-20 is, as you know, called the Great Commission.
你知道马太二十八章十八到二十节是这个大使命啊。
It summarizes the mission of the church in the world.
讲到神给教会的在世界上的使命。
And yet in this pivotal, crucial text on the Great Commission.
在这段中心的、核心的、关键有关大使命的经文里头
the Trinity is essential.
三位一体、三一神呢，更是它的核心。
So we have here the idea of the Trinity at the heart of the Great Commission.
所以这三位一体的概念是在大使命的核心当中。
But the passage also speaks of baptism.
这段经文也讲到洗礼。
Baptism is foundational to becoming a Christian.
做基督徒呢，要受洗，这是很基本的。
Of course, we're saved by faith.
当然，我们是因信得救啊。
But when we believe in Christ,
但是当我们相信基督的时候
at the outset of our Christian life,
我们一开始我们的基督徒生活
we are to be baptized.
我们就需要受洗。
This marks us out formally as a Christian.
这是一个正式的定我们为基督徒的一个标志。
But you notice that this first rite of the Christian church is to be administered in the name of the Holy Trinity.
但是这基督徒这个起初信主的一个标记必须是奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名、三位一体的名来施行的。
Whenever anyone believes in Christ,
只要一个人信了基督
He is to commit himself to the doctrine of the Holy Trinity.
他就必须要坚信三位一体的教义。
By being baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
因为他要奉父、子、圣灵的名来受洗。
So the doctrine of the Holy Trinity.
所以这三位一体的教义。
You see, the doctrine of the Holy Trinity in our text has an essential position.
有一个非常关键重要的地位啊，在我们的这段经文里头。
It's at the heart of the Great Commission.
这是大使命的核心啊，三位一体是。
It's at the foundation of the Christian life.
这是我们基督徒的生命的基础。
In the rite of baptism.
和跟受洗的这个仪式有关系。
So this text.
它是中心。所以这段经文呢。
So this text teaches us that Christians must learn the doctrine of the Holy Trinity.
基督徒必须要学三一神论。
They must hold the doctrine of the Holy Trinity.
要持守三一神论。
And they must defend the doctrine of the Holy Trinity.
而且要维护三一神论。
It's essential to the Christian religion.
这是对我们基督教的中心核心。
But I want to also go here in the second place to its easy introduction.
我们要看看它简明的介绍、第二件事。
The longer I have lived,
我活得越长呢。
The more I've been convinced,
我就越肯定。
That the little catechism I taught my children,
我教我孩子呢，儿童的要理问答呢。
And that they learned when they were 3, 4, and 5,
他们三四五岁，他们就学了这些要问答。
It's a very good,
是非常好的
summary of the doctrine of the Holy Trinity.
对三位一体是一个很简洁、简单扼要的一个浓缩。
Though the doctrine of the Holy Trinity is deep and mysterious,
虽然三一论呢非常的深奥，非常的神秘。
At the same time, it can be explained simply.
但是也可以很简单扼要的把它说明出来。
Matthew 28:19, you see, is both mysterious and simple.
你看马太福音二十八章这段经文是既神秘又简明。
We are baptized into the one name.
我们奉这一个名受洗。
Of the three names.
这一个名里头有三个名。
We are baptized into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们是奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名受洗。
That's simple.
很简单啊。
But it's also mysterious.
但是也非常的神秘、奥秘。
The one name of the three names.
一个名有三个名。
Hence the church has concluded from this text.
因此呢，教会就从这一段经文来总结了、归纳了。
And the rest of the New Testament.
和归纳整本新约圣经。
That God is one name.
神是一位。
One substance.
具有一个本质。
Essence or being.
就是一个本质。
But also three distinct persons.
但却有三个不同的位格，其中有三位。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
就是父、子、圣灵。
And so here is the catechism I taught my children.
好，这是我教我孩子的儿童要理问答啊。
And I would like to teach you this morning.
今天我要教你啊。
Are there more gods than one?
是否有超过一位神呢？
Can you say the answer? No, there is only one God.
你可以回答这个问题，不，只有一位。像儿童一
样。You say that?
能够说吗？
Are there more gods than one?
是否有超过一位神？
No.
不，只有一位。
In how many persons does this God exist?
这位神存在几个位格当中呢？
In three persons.
三位。
But that's not yet the complete doctrine of the Trinity.
这还没有完毕啊，这不是完整的三一论。
Because these three persons.
因为这三位呢？
Are distinct.
是不同的，有区别的。
They have distinct names, and so we ask.
他们有不同的名字。所以我们问
，Who are they？
哪三位呢
？And the answer is，
答案是
，The Father，
圣父
，The Son，
圣子
，And the Holy Spirit，
圣灵。
And you see in these three questions and three little answers，
这三个问与答
，You have the doctrine of the Holy Trinity，
你就有这三一论的教义了。
One God，
一位神
，In three persons，
在三位里面。
Whose names are?
他的名为
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Isn't that simple?
简单吗？很简单啊。
Good.
很好。
Because now we're going to become a little more complicated.
好，现在我们要搞复杂一点啊。
So we come to the confessional definition.
我们要看看这告白的定义。
All the Reformed confessions define this doctrine with almost the same language.
所有的改革中的信仰告白都用同样的言语，几乎同样的话来定义三一神论。
And actually, there's a reason for this.
其实有个原因的。
Because they all follow the language of the Nicene Creed.
因为他们都照着那尼西亚信经的语言来定义。
Now, the confession that I hold and the branch of the Reformed tradition. That I follow is the 1689 Baptist Confession.
那我个人呢所属的信仰就是改革中信仰告白的是这样陈述，就是1689年浸信会信仰告白的内容呢是这么说的啊。
But it's essentially the same as the Westminster Confession.
这跟威斯敏斯特信仰告白的内容呢基本上一样的。
Or the Belgic confession held by our friends at the Chinese Christian Reformed Church.
在我们的中国人的改革宗教会的比利时信仰告白也是基本相同的内容啊，有关三位一体。
So I'm going to break it down into logical parts.
所以我会把它合理的分段。
And it actually has the three same logical parts as the little children's catechism.
这正如我们的儿童要理问答一样，也有三个。合乎逻辑的段落。
Here they are.
好，这三个段落。
The first part of it, though, takes up the second question.
这第一部分呢，回答了第二个问题啊。
In how many persons does this one God exist?
这一位神在哪一些位格当中出现呢？显现呢？存在呢
？In three persons.
三个位格，三位。
So the first part of the confession speaks of the real threeness of the Trinity.
所以这信仰告白第一部分讲到三一神的有三个不同的位格。
In this divine and infinite being, there are three subsistences.
好，在这位无限的神性当中，有三个位格的存在。
The Father, the Word or Son, and the Holy Spirit.
父、子，子就是神的道和圣灵。
Now, perhaps that word subsistence seems difficult to you.
也许这个字啊，存在对你来说有一些困难啊。
Let me give you a simple way of thinking about the word subsistence.
让我给你一个简单的认识这个字的方法啊。
By using this word,
你用这个字
the confession means to say,
信仰告白的意思是
that there are three real persons.
有三个真正的位格。
They are not mere appearances.
它不仅仅是显现而已。
And they are not mere manifestations.
不仅仅是出现的不同的形态而已。
They are real persons.
这是真正的位格，真正的一位。
But the second part of the confession comes back to the first question of the Children's Catechism.
信仰告白的第二部分呢，就跟儿童要理问答的第一个问题一样。
It speaks of the essential oneness of the Trinity.
讲到三一神的本质的合一。
Are there more gods than one?
是否多过一位呢？神多过一位神呢
？And the confession says no.
信仰告白说不。
These three persons.
这三位。
Are of one substance.
都是同有一个本质。
Power and eternity.
同一个能力，同是永恒的。
Each having the whole divine essence.
每个位格都拥有神性所有的本质。
Yet the essence undivided.
但这个本质却不是彼此分割的，没有分割的。
The third question of the Children's Catechism.
儿童要理问答的第三个问题啊，问答。
Ask who these persons are.
问的是这三位是哪三位呢
？And now the confession answers that question.
信仰告白回答这个问题。
The Father is of none.
父不是生的。
Neither begotten nor proceeding.
他也不是出的，也不是生的。
The Son is eternally begotten of the Father.
而这个子呢？却是在永恒里父所生的。
The Holy Spirit proceeding from the Father and the Son.
而圣灵却是由父与子所出的。
And so the confession is simply saying.
所以这信仰告白简单的说呢。
That the three persons of the Trinity.
三位一体的这三个位格呢。
Have distinct personal characteristics.
有各自的不同的特性。
They are the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
就是父、子与圣灵。
They are not identical triplets.
他们不是三胞胎一模一样的。
They are three distinct persons.
他们是三个有区分的不同的位格。
Who are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
就是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Now, on the next thing I want to talk about is how this wonderful doctrine of the Holy Trinity has been denied and distorted in history.
下一件事我要讲到，就是在历史当中啊，这个美好的三一神论如何被扭曲、被否认、被拒绝。
I think it's important for you to understand what some of the errors and heresies are.
我们需要了解有关三一神论的错误跟异端邪说错误的教导这是很重要的
Because all the heresies and errors of the early church
因为所有早期教会所发生过的异端和错误
are still taught today in some professing churches
在今天的一些所谓的教会里头仍然在重复出现
So the historic doctrine of Trinity has been distorted in many ways in church history.
是在教会历史当中，这个正统的三一神论的教义曾经多次多方的被扭曲。
And we're going to look at two heresies and two errors.
我们要看看两个异端和两个错误。
And here they are.
好，这就是这两个异端跟两个错误。
The major heresies.
这主要的两个异端是什么呢？
Are modalism and Arianism
就是变形主义或是亚流主义
And I'll explain what those are
我等一下会解释什么意思
And who holds them today
今天谁在教导这些
And then there are some common errors
还有一些普遍的错误
subordinationism，
一个就是次神主义
，and egalitarianism，
或是平等主义，这两个错误。
And again, those are big words，
这些都是很大的字啊，我知道很难的哈。
But I'll explain what they mean。
我等会也会解释啊。
So the major heresies。
好，这是主要的异端。
And first of all, modalism。
第一个叫做变形主义。
Modalism is the idea。
啊，变形主义的意思呢，就是
that the persons of the Trinity，
三一神中不同的位格
，are simply three different modes in which the same person appeared to us，
是同一体、同一位神在三种不同的形式的表现出现而已。
One common way this is said is this，
一个很普通的说法就是啊
，the person of God，
这位神呢
，appeared in the Old Testament as the Father。
在旧约里头呢，是就是父
；in Christ as the Son，
在基督里呢就是子了
；and then that same person came at Pentecost in the Holy Spirit。
在五旬节那天呢，这同一位呢就借着圣灵显现了。
But these are simply three modes of the same person。
所以他们说呢，这三个不过是同一位的三个不同的显现而已。
Three appearances or manifestations of the very same person.
这同一位呢，在三个不同的形式的显现而已。
Perhaps you've seen a TV show or a movie.
可能你看过一些电影啊，或者是电视剧啊。
Where the same actor played three different parts.
同一个演员呢，要扮演
or several different parts.
扮演三个不同或者几个不同的角色。
This is the idea of modalism.
这就是变形主义的意思。
There are not three real distinct persons.
这不是三个有分别的位格。
But just one person playing three different parts.
不过是同一个人或是同一位神演扮演不同的角色而已。
Or perhaps you could think of it this way.
或者你可以这样子想啊。
It's the same person.
是同一个人。
Wearing several different masks.
戴不同的面具，三个不同面具。
Aren't there some holidays in China?
中国有没有那个节日啊，节气啊
？Where people wear masks，
我们会戴面具啊。
The idea of modalism，
这个变形主义的意思。
Is that the three persons are just one person？
这三个人其实是一个人呐。
Wearing three different masks，
戴三个不同面具而已。
Modalism was also called by other names。
变形论呢，也称为其他的名字。
It's called Sabellianism，
也称之为。撒伯流主义
，After an early teacher，
因为有一个早期的
of modalism
假教师
，of modalism called Sabellius。
这个假教师呢，他教导变形论，他的名字叫做撒伯流啊。
It's called patripassianism，
也称之为圣父受苦论。
This means it's father sufferingism，
或者是这个父啊受苦的意思。
So you see, if the father and the son are the same person,
如果父跟子是同一位的话
，then the father suffers on the Christ on the cross.
那死在十字架上的就是父喽
，and not the son.
不是子了
，or not the son alone.
或者不仅是子，乃是父。
And it's also called monarchianism.
或者也称之为神格独一论。
Because they said they believed in only one ruler.
因为他们相信只有一位掌权者。
Now, who teaches this today?
好，今天谁在教导这个变形论呢
？Well, some Pentecostal churches teach it today.
一些灵恩派的五旬节派的教会在教这个。
And some apostolic churches teach it today.
还有一些所谓的使徒派的教会也在教导这个异端。
No, not all apostolic churches.
不是所有的，有一些。
And not all Pentecostal churches.
也不是所有的灵恩派、啊、都是教这个不。
But the United Pentecostal movement.
譬如这个联合。灵恩派运动
，and their famous and the famous preacher and singer T.D. Jakes。
哦，在电视上那个有名的黑人那个讲道人在教导这个叫 T.D. Jakes。
And this is why many of them baptize in the name of Jesus only。
所以很多人只奉耶稣的名，不是三位一体，那是耶稣的名，单单他的名给人受洗。
Because Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit are the same person.
因为对他们来说，父子圣灵都是同一位啊，都是同一个位格。
A second major heresy is Arianism.
好，第二个最主要的异端叫做亚流主义或是亚流派。
Arianism denied that Christ is fully God and eternal.
亚流派呢否定基督的完全的神性，也否定他的永恒性。
But an Arian would tell you.
但是一个亚流派的人会告诉你呢。
That he didn't believe that Christ was just a man.
他不相信耶稣是一个凡人啊，不仅是个凡人。
Oh, Christ is far more than a mere man.
哦，耶稣超越凡人，他们会说。
He's the first and greatest being created by God.
他是神所创造的第一个最伟大的一个位格。
He's God with a little g.
他是那个小神呐，不是那个大，是最大的神，他是次神。
Athanasius argued against the Arians.
早期教父亚他拿修与他们竭力的争辩。
In the fourth century.
在第四个世纪的时候与他们争辩。
And he brought great arguments against them.
他呢就聚集了很多的圣经的根据来反对亚流派。
He argued that all Christians worshipped Christ.
他说呢，所有的基督徒都在敬拜基督。
But if Christ was not God,
如果基督不是神的话，
that would make Christians idolaters.
那我们基督徒不就在拜偶像了吗？
He also argued that only God could save.
而且呢，他说只有上帝能够拯救。
And if Christ was not God,
如果基督不是神的话，
He could not be the Savior.
他就不能成为我们的救主了。
These were some of his great arguments.
这就是亚他拿修的一些很伟大的论据、证据。
Who are the modern Arians?
那么今天现代的亚流主义派是谁呢？
The Jehovah's Witnesses are modern Arians.
就是耶和华见证人，他们就是教导亚流主义的。
They would say, "Oh, we don't believe that Jesus is just a man."
他们会说，哎，我们认为耶稣不仅是个凡人而已啊。
We believe he's a God.
我们相信耶稣也是一个神呢、啊，小神呢、啊，一个神。
But they do not believe he is eternal.
但他们不相信耶稣是永恒的神。
And they believe he was created.
他们相信耶稣是被造的。
The Watchtower teaches Arianism.
守望台呢，教导的就是这个亚流主义异端。
But now let's think about the errors.
我们再看看这些错误。
These are not heresies.
这些不是异端啊，不像前面那两个那么严重。
But they are still deviations from the doctrine of the Trinity.
但他们仍然偏离了圣经的三一神论。
Subordinationism.
第一呢是次神论或是附属论。
Subordinationism is the doctrine that while Christ is God,
次神论呢，就是他们相信耶稣是神，虽然他是神呢。
He is a lesser version of God.
但是他是一个比较次等的神啊。
He is diluted deity.
他是一个掺水分的神性。
He is God light.
他是次等的神明啊，低等的神。
Now this is rooted in the Greek idea.
这个错误呢是源于希腊的思想哲学。
Taught by the Greek philosophers.
这是希腊的哲学家教导的。
That God was too great.
神太高了，高不可攀呐。
To come into contact with finite reality.
这样一位这么高的神，跟我们这些有限的人能够有接触的话，他办不到。
And so they thought of everything in terms of a hierarchy.
所以这些哲学家呢，就认为一切都是一步一步爬上去的，像个金字塔一样。
The whole of everything, the universe, was on a hierarchy of being, from the top to the bottom.
所以整个宇宙都像一个金字塔，从上到下，从高级慢慢到低级的。
And when this doctrine was adopted by some Christians,
基督徒呢也就接纳了这些希腊的哲学思想。
It meant that the Father was the supreme being.
他认为父呢是最高的这一位。
The Son was a slightly lesser being.
那子呢就稍微低一点点儿。
The Holy Spirit was a slightly lesser being.
那圣灵呢又低一点点儿。
And then there was a line.
然后就那么一条线。
Between God and creation.
创造者跟受造物啊，中间有一条分隔线。
So subordinationists believe that Christ is God.
所以这次神论也相信基督是神呐。
But just a little lower than the Father.
但是他比父稍微低级一点。
Just a little inferior to the Father.
就是跟父呢稍微差一点。
Now, subordinationism should be corrected by the biblical view.
次神论呢应该被圣经纠正过来。
There is, according to the biblical view,
根据圣经的观点。
A great line between God and all that is not God.
在神和一切受造物当中有一个鸿沟，不可跨越。
There is a great gulf fixed between God and creation.
在上帝和所造之物当中有深渊限定，不能跨越。
And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
父、子、圣灵
are all. Equally God and above this line.
都是上帝，都是平等的，而且是在这一条鸿沟之上的。
The Son is not closer to creation than the Father.
子呢，不与这个所造之物跟父更近一点，不是如此，不是更近，而是一样的。
Now, egalitarianism is the equal and opposite error.
好，下一个错误呢，叫做平等主义，也是相反的，但是也是同样是错误。
And it denies eternal generation and procession.
平等主义否定子的永恒而生和灵的永恒而出。
It denies that there are any differences between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
平等主义呢，否认父子圣灵有任何的区别。
The Bible teaches.
但圣经教导。
That the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are all equally God.
父子圣灵都是神，都有神性的本质。
But that there is an order.
但是也是有次序的，有先后次序。
The Father is first.
父是第一位。
The Son is second.
子是第二位。
The Holy Spirit is third.
灵是第三位。
But egalitarians do not believe that this is possible.
但平等主义者呢，不相信这是可能的。
Any kind of order is inconsistent with equality.
他们说任何的次序都和平等违背。
That's what they say.
这是他们说的啊。
So any subordination for the egalitarians.
所以在平等主义的眼中，任何的附属或者任何的主次关系，
they think amounts to subordinationism.
他们认为就是属于次神主义，就是附从主义。
But historic Trinitarianism disagrees.
但是历史上正统的三一神论呢，不同意平等主义者。
It says that before the world was even made.
啊，这圣经说创世之前。
The Father eternally generated the Son.
父就在永恒中生了子。
And the Holy Spirit proceeded from them both.
圣灵是从父与子所出的。
So just as in redemption, the Father sends the Son, and they both send the Holy Spirit.
正如在我们的救赎当中，父差遣子。然后父与子一同差遣圣灵。
This reflects an order in the eternal Trinity.
这就讲到了永恒三一神当中的先后主次关系。
So let me talk to you about this issue of subordination.
让我们来讲这个三种附从啊，这个附从的关系。
You may not know it.
你可能没有听过啊。
But this is a hot and controversial issue today among Christians.
但今天在基督徒当中呢，这是一个非常热门的、非常争议性的主题。
So be patient with me a little bit.
所以你需要有点耐心听一听啊。
While I explain this to you.
我会跟你解释。
In the history of the Trinity.
在三位一体论的历史当中。
There are three kinds of subordination.
有三种不同的附从或是附属。
The first kind is called economic subordination.
第一种呢，称之为功能上的附从。
This teaches
这个教导呢
that both creation and redemption take place through the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
救赎和创造都是借着父、子、圣灵一起成就的。
The Father creates the world through His Son.
父借着子创造天地世界。
And the Father redeems the world through His Son.
父也借着子救赎了这个世界。
And in this order, there is subordination.
好，在这个次序当中呢，有主次关系。
Because the Father sends the Son.
因为父差遣子嘛。
And the Father creates the world through His Son.
父也借着子创造世界嘛。
All Christians accept this.
所有的基督徒都承认接纳这个观点。
But there is a second kind of subordination.
但是还有第二种的服从啊，附属。
And this says that there is subordination in the interpersonal relationships of the Trinity.
这个说呢，在三位一体的彼此关系当中有一个附属的关系。
And this is taught in the Nicene Creed.
这是尼西亚信经所教导的。
So that even though the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all equally God,
尽管父、子、圣灵都是神呐、啊，平等。
There's an order between the persons.
但是三个位格当中有一个主次关系。
And as I said, this is creedally accepted by Orthodox Christians.
这是我们信条当中正统信徒所接受、所相信的啊。
But then there is a third kind of subordination.
但是还有第三种的附从论。
There's a subordination of essence.
就是在本质上的服从。
This is subordinationism proper.
这个就是真正的所谓的次神论了。
Which says that the Son is God light.
这个说这个子呢是次等神低等神了。
Which says that the Son is a diluted deity.
这说这个子呢是一个掺水分的神性。
That he's God watered down.
他是有水分的，他也不是最纯洁的。
And this is rejected by all Orthodox Christians.
这是所有正统基督徒都弃绝的，不接受的。
Now let me give you illustrations of each of these.
好，让我给你举一些例子啊，每一个都举例子。
Suppose you're a foreman at work.
好，譬如呢，你是在工作上的一个上司，一个管理员呢。
And you have several people on your team at work that work with you and for you.
你在你的掌管下呢，有一些人呢为你工作，你是个经理。
That would be like the first kind of subordination.
那就是第一种的功能上的服从了，这些人。
At work, you're in charge of these other workers.
在你的职位上，你的工作上，你是管理这些工作人员的。
They're not inferior to you.
这些人不是比你低级。
If you're not at work, they don't work for you.
如果不是在工作岗位上，那么这些人就没必要服从你，他们不用跟你工作。
But at work, there's an economic order. You're the foreman, and they work with you and for you.
但是在工作上，在你的公司里头，那么有一个功能上的次序，他们必须要服从你。
That's an illustration of economic subordination.
这就是功能上的服从的意思。
But then there is a personal subordination.
那还有一个关系上的服从。
What's the illustration of this?
这什么例子呢？
It's the relationship between a man and his wife.
这就是夫妻关系的一个好例子。
They are both equal.
丈夫跟妻子是平等的吗？
They're both made in the image of God.
他们都是按着神的形象被造的嘛。
But in the home,
但是在家里头，
the man is the head of the home.
男人就是这一家之主了。
This is the kind of subordination.
这就是讲到关系上的服从了。
That the Nicene Creed,
这也是尼西亚信经所教导的。
Teaches,
所教导的。
That there is the kind of relationship between the Father and the Son,
这就是圣父跟圣子的关系了。
As there is between a husband and his wife,
正如一个丈夫跟他妻子的关系一样。
But what would be the analogy to essential subordination?
像第三种的服从是。
The relation between a foreman and his co-workers.
这不是像第一种老板跟他下面的下属的关系，经理下属的关系。
Not the relationship between a man and his wife.
也不是丈夫跟妻子的这个服从关系。
But the relationship between a man and his dog.
而是人与他的小狗的关系了。
Because the dog is inferior.
因为的确这个狗是。低级比人低级的。
And subordinationism teaches.
而这服从论教导。
That the Son is inferior to the Father.
就是次神论教导，子比父低一级。
Okay, now let me come to my last point.
好，我们看看最后一点。
What is the central foundation?
好，它的核心基础，三一神论的核心基础是什么？
One of the problems of trying to teach you this today,
教导你这些其中一个很大的问题就是
is that it could, if I was to be thorough,
我可以教得很详细很细致
it could take a very long time,
会花很长的时间
because the doctrine of the Trinity,
因为三一神论这个教义
When you analyze it,
当你分析它、解破它的时候
actually involves 10 different truths.
里头有十个不同的重要的真理啊。
If we were only to talk about the Holy Spirit,
我们只要讲圣灵好了。
I would have to prove to you,
我必须要向你证明
that the Holy Spirit is God,
圣灵的神性。
That the Holy Spirit is a distinct real person.
圣灵是一个位格，不是个东西，不是个能力而已，是位格。
And that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son.
而且圣灵是出于父与子的。
And then we wouldn't even be one third of the way done.
我们的三分之一都没讲完。
So I was thinking about a simpler way to do this.
所以我们要用一个简单一点的方法来做啊。
Well.I don't want to do a thorough proof because I would try your patience and our time.
我不会详尽的来证明啊，因为我会把你时间都用完，而且你的耐心也没了。
But what I want to say is,
我要说的就是
that church history suggests a shortcut.
教会历史给我们一条捷径。
The major controversy over the Trinity actually concerned just one of the truths assumed in the doctrine of the Trinity.
其实呢，三一神的主要争辩呢。都是有关这些真理的其中一项。
What doctrine was that?
什么教义呢？
It's the doctrine of the eternal generation of the Son of God.
就是圣子是在永恒中生的教义。
Perhaps you've often repeated the historic language of the Nicene Creed.
可能你常常重复尼西亚信经里面的一些话。
Where this truth is stated and is central.
这个真理呢是非常关键性的。
Here's the key part of the second paragraph of the Nicene Creed.
这是尼西亚信经的第二个段落的部分啊，它陈述了这个伟大的关键的教义。我们大家来读下面啊，我信独一主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子。在万世以前为父所生出于上帝而为上帝出于光而为光出于真神而为真神受生而非被造与父一体万物都是借着他造的
Now this is the essential statement of the Nicene Creed about God the Son
这是尼西亚信经里头最关键的、最核心的有关圣子的教义信条。
There are two questions.
有两个问题啊。
Here's the first. What is this doctrine?
第一个问题，这个教义是什么呢
？And is it scriptural?
它合乎圣经吗
？And I want to look at these two questions in order.
我们看看这两个问题，我们分次序来看。
And then we'll be done.
然后我们就结束了啊。
What is this doctrine?
这个教义的核心是什么
？This doctrine makes two claims.
它做出两个宣称。
First,
第一
，it affirms that the essence of the Son is eternal God, the same exact essence as the Father.
它肯定圣子的本质是永恒的上帝，跟父神完全相同同质的。
But this doctrine also affirms that the person of the Son is eternally generated by the Father.
这个教义也肯定了这位子就是圣子耶稣基督是在父永恒当中所生的。这个生字很重要，永恒中生的。
So there is one essence.
所以是同质，父与子同质，都是神。
But there are two persons.
但是有两个不同的位格，两位。
The Son comes from the Father.
而子是从父而。生的
So this person of the Son eternally comes from the Father.
所以子这个位格是在永恒中父所生的
By an eternal act.
借着一个父永恒的行动而生的
Which finds its human analogy in the Father begetting a Son.
正如人间的父子关系一样，父生子。
Now, you may be like many people.
可能你像很多人一样。
You may find it very difficult to hold together in your mind.
你的脑袋里头可能不能够调和。
Someone being eternal.
他既是永恒的这个人，又是永恒的。
And someone being begotten.
他又是生的，怎么又永恒又是生的呢？
That may seem contradictory.
好像是自相矛盾，对你来说，对吧
？It has seemed contradictory to many people.
就很多人都想不通。
But the early fathers faced the same problem.
早期的教父，就是早期信徒，也面临同样的困惑。
Of explaining what they meant.
他们要想什么样解释这什么意思呢
？And they came up with two illustrations.
他们就想出两个例子来说明这个教义。
Perhaps these illustrations will help you.
也许他们的例子，想出的例子呢，可以帮助你。
The first is of the sun and its sunshine.
第一呢，就是太阳跟阳光的例子。
The father is the sun.
父就像太阳。
The sun is the sunshine.
子呢，就像阳光一样。
The sunshine is the same as the sun.
阳光跟太阳是一样的，本质一样的。
It's the very radiance of the sun.
它是。太阳所发出的光辉嘛。
But now suppose that the sun was eternal.
假设啊，这个太阳是永恒的。
If the sun was eternal,
如果这太阳是永恒的
，you would have an eternal sun.
你就会有个永恒的太阳，对不对
？But if the sun was eternal,
如果这个太阳是永恒的
，it would always have been shining.
那它永恒的都在不断的放射光。
And so both the sun and the sunshine would be eternal.
所以太阳跟阳光都是永恒的嘛。
And so the early fathers said.
所以起初的教父就说了。
The Son of God is the Father's sunshine.
神的儿子就是圣父的阳光光辉。
But because the Father has always been the Son.
Has always been the
The sun in the sky.
Okay, 因为这个父呢，总是像那天上的太阳，永恒的太阳一样。
And since the Father has always been shining,
既然父永恒中都在光照，都在发光。
The sunshine is eternal too.
那么这个光辉，它所发的光辉也是永恒的，子也是永恒的。
The Son of God is the eternal sunshine.
神的儿子就是这永恒的光辉。
The same in essence as the Father.
他与父是同质的，一样的。
But eternally coming from the Father.
但他从永恒当中都是从父而生的。
Here's a second illustration.
好，第二个例子。
Of the spring, the stream, and the pond.
就是泉源和溪水和湖泊。
Suppose you have a spring.
哦，我们假设你有一个泉源。
Let's imagine it's right over there by that tree.
我们想象在那个树旁边有一个泉源。
And it's bubbling up.
它正在涌流不息呀。
And as it bubbles up,
当它涌流的时候
，it forms a stream that flows down the hill.
就形成了一条溪水，就从这个下流流下去了。
And there at the bottom of the hill, it forms a pond.
在这个溪水的下面呢，山坡下就形成了一个湖泊了。
The pond comes from the stream.
这个小点。湖泊呢是从泉源而来的。
And the stream comes from the spring.
这个是泉源来的。
Now suppose the spring was eternal.
我们假设如果这个泉源是永恒的。
It would always have been bubbling and springing up with water.
它总是不断的、生生不息的在永恒里头就涌流了。
If the spring was eternally bubbling.
如果这个泉源是在永恒中涌流的。
The stream would be eternally flowing.
那么这个溪水呢，也是在永恒中不断的在流。
And the pond would be eternally filling.
那么这个湖泊呢，也是永恒的都充满的。
So said the early fathers.
所以呢，早期教父说。
Is the eternal Trinity.
这就像三位一体的永恒性一样。
The Son and the Spirit have been eternally flowing and filling, because the Father was eternally bubbling up.
圣子跟圣灵在永恒不断的在流，在充满，因为父、圣父这泉源是在永恒中不断的在涌流。
Do these illustrations help you?
好，这些例子有帮助吗
？But now, of course, the final question for us is not whether these things are entirely understandable to us.
最后的问题就是这些不是说 我们能够完全了解这些啊。
But whether the Bible teaches these things.
关键是到底圣经是不是这样教导的。
And that's our last question.
这是我们最后一个问题。
I'm going to give you 7 biblical arguments.
我会给你七个圣经的证明。
For eternal generation.
就是子是在永恒中生的证明。
First of all.
第一个。
The Bible teaches that the Son is begotten explicitly.
圣经明明教导子是父所生的。
John 1:14-18.
约翰一章十四到十八节。
Go ahead and read.
Should we read it? 我们一起读。道成了肉身，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And this is also taught in 1 John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节也那么教，神爱世人。还有约翰一书四章九节那么教，独生子是他所生的。
Well, some argue that the word used here does not mean begotten.
有些人说这个独生的，这个生字意思不是说生的意思。
But I believe this is contradicted by its usage in the Bible and in the early creeds.
我相信呢，这样的说法与圣经跟信经里头的用法都矛盾啊。
Two.
好，第二点。
The term son is used of the pre-incarnate Christ, that is to say, of Christ before he came and was born.
哦，这个子这个词呢，也用于基督降世为人、道成肉身之前的基督，也用这个词来说他是子，来称他是子。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节
teaches that he was son when God sent him into the world.
教导我们，当父差遣他到世上来的时候，他就已经是子了，不是后来才变子的。
Go ahead and read it.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And also Galatians 4:4 teaches that he was son when God sent him into the world already.
加拉太书四章四节也教导我们。当父差遣子到世上的那一刻，他已经是子了，早就是子了，一直是子。及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
Those who have said that he only became God's son after his human birth are wrong.
所以那些说，他借着生下来做人，或者出生之后。才成为子的都是错的。
A third argument.
好，第三个证明。
The term father is used of the first person of the.
父所分别为圣的。又猜到世间来的，他自称是神的儿子，你们还向他说，你说浅妄的话吗
？If the Son only became God's Son by the virgin birth，
如果子借着童女所生才成为父的儿子的话呢
？Then the Father would have become his Father at the same time。
那么父就会在那个时刻才变成父。
But the Bible teaches。
但圣经教导。
That the father was his father long before that.
父早就是父了，永恒里他就是父。
Look at John 16:28.
你看约翰福音十六章二十八节。我从父出来，到了世界，我又离开世界，往父那里去。
And 1 John 4:14.
约翰一书四章十四节。父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。
Here's the fourth argument.
哦，这是第四个证明啊，永恒中生的证明。
The eternal generation of the Son is supported by the eternal utterance of the Word.
好，永恒发出来的道，支持了永恒出生的子。
There are actually two names for the second person of the Trinity.
第二个位格，三位一体第二个位格有两个名字，其实。
He is called the Son.
他称之为子。
Which implies that he was generated by the Father.
意思就是他是父所生的。
But he's also called the Word.
他也称之为道。
And this implies that he was spoken by the Father.
这个暗示呢，他是父所说出来的。 道。
And both these names,
这两个名字呢、
suggest that he has eternally been coming from the Father.
就是在暗示他是从永恒中从父而出的。
John 1:1-3 uses this name and says this.
好，约翰一章一到三节用这个名字，而且也那么说啊。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Genesis 1 teaches that God created everything by His word.
好，创世纪第一章教导我们。神造万物是借着他的话，神说有就有，借着他的道而成的。
And here the Apostle John teaches,
这里使徒约翰教导我们
that this word was God's eternal son.
这个道就是神永恒的儿子。
So his eternal sonship means that he was eternally begotten by the Father.
所以他永恒的儿子的身份意思是意味着他在永恒中从父出生。
And his eternal wordship means that he was eternally spoken by the Father.
他是永恒的道呢，也意味着他在永恒中从父所说出。
Both point to the idea of the Son eternally coming from the Father.
两者都指向永恒的从父而出生。
A fifth argument is this.
哦，第五个证明是。
If we don't believe in the doctrines of eternal generation and eternal procession, how do we? It's impossible to distinguish the persons of the Trinity.
如果我们没有这个永恒而出，或者永恒而生，子是永恒而出的，圣灵是永恒而出的。如果没有不相信这个话，不接受的话，就没有办法区分这三个圣父、圣子、圣灵这三个位格了。
If we deny these doctrines, how do we distinguish the different persons?
如果我们否认这些出生，那怎么样子分辨这三位的不同呢？
Instead of having three distinct persons,
你就没有这三个不同的位格了。
We say that in eternity past,
你就会说在永恒当中，
there was this kind of identical triplet trinity.
就会有三胞胎，都一模一样的。
So the children's third catechism's third question asks, "Who are they?"
所以儿童要理问答的第三个问题问到，他们是谁呢？哪三位呢？
But without these doctrines, we would be forced to say we have no idea who they are.
如果没有这个出与生的分别的话，没有这些教义的话，我们就会说我们不知道他们有什么分别，不晓得哪三位都一样啊。
But the historic doctrine of the Trinity knows who these three persons have been eternally. They have been the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
但是正统的教义告诉我们这三位有什么不同，他们就是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
There's a sixth argument.
好，有第六个证据啊。
There are many passages in the New Testament.
很多新约里头的章节。
And we'll look at one of them this afternoon in detail.
我们今天下午呢会详细看其中的章节。
Which describe the first person as God the Father or the God.
他称那第一个位格为父或是神。
And then the second person as His Word or Son.
称第二个位格为他的子或者是道。
In John 1:1, the first person is called the God, and the second person is called the Word.
在约翰福音第一章第一节，这第一个位格称之为神，第二个位格称之为道。
And in 2 Corinthians 13:14, this is true as well.
在哥林多后书十三章十四节，也是称第一个位格为神，第二个位格为耶稣基督。
And these names for the persons suggest that there is order and subordination in the Trinity.
这些不同的名称，位格不同的名称呢，暗示了有次序，也有主次关系。
We must be clear that such passages do not mean that Christ is not essentially God.
但我们必须明白，这些经文并非说基督的本质不是神。
But they must mean something.
但是他们一定有它的意义啊。
They mean that there's an order in the persons of the Trinity.
它的意思就是在三位一体神中的次序是有次序的，有主次关系的。
Now I come to my seventh and last argument.
好，我们来到最后的一个证明啊。
Because what I want to say to you now is that the doctrine I've been talking about is essential to the gospel of Christ.
好，所以我要跟你讲就是，我所教导这个三位一体是对福音是极其重要、息息相关、不可分割的，是最重要的部分。
It is the doctrine of John that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
这就是约翰的教导，父差遣子成为世界的救主。
If one person was not the Father and the other person is not the Son, the gospel loses much of its glory.
如果那第一个位格不是父，第二个位格不是子的话，那么福音就失去了很多它的荣耀和价值。
Is not part of the glory of the gospel that the Father gave up and sacrificed His own dear Son for us?
父差遣牺牲舍弃他的独生子为我们舍命，这岂不是福音荣耀的一部分吗？
Its glory is that there was this eternal Father-Son relationship.
那个福音的荣耀就是父跟子有这个永恒的关系，父子亲密的关系。
And the eternal Father had an eternal love for His eternal Son.
永恒的父对他的永恒的子有一个永恒的关系。
And yet He sacrificed Him for us.
然而他把他的爱子为我们牺牲了。
Deny this father-son relationship, and you lose much of the gospel's glory.
如果你否定了这个父子的关系，你就贬低了福音的荣耀了。
And it's not part of the glory of the gospel that the Son became obedient to His Father, even to the death of the cross.
子顺服父，甚至到死的地步，这岂不是福音的荣耀吗？
Yes, that is part of the glory of the gospel.
是，这就是福音的荣耀啊。
It's what Paul says in Philippians chapter 2.
这就是腓立比书第二章保罗所说的。
But if there's no eternal father-son relationship,
但如果没有这个永恒的父子关系的话，
then there is no glorious submission of the Son to the Father when He came.
那就子顺服父就没有他的荣耀可言了。
And so, you see, the doctrine of eternal generation is not theoretical.
所以这个子是从父永恒而生的这个教义不仅仅是头脑知识，不切实际的。
It's practical.
这是非常切合实际，跟我们息息相关的。
It teaches us the glory of the Father's love.
也教导我们神的爱的荣耀。
It teaches us the glory of the Son's submission to His Father.
它教导我们子顺服父的荣耀。
It's essential to the glory of the gospel.
这对那福音的荣耀是必须的，不可少的。
That we believe the Nicene Creed.
我们相信了尼西亚信经。
Or rather that we believe what the Bible teaches that leads to the Nicene Creed.
或者我们相信是神的话语，那神的话语导致了尼西亚的信经。
That the Son is eternally begotten of the Father.
子是从永恒中父所生的。
That He is God of God.
子就是真神为真神。
Light of light.
他是真为光。
Very God of very God.
他是真正的上帝，道成肉身。
That He is the eternally begotten Son of God.
他是父永恒中所生的。
This is the gospel itself.
这本身就是福音。
This is why we must believe in Christ's eternal sonship.
这就是为什么我们必须要相信。
Because it's essential to the gospel.
子是从父永恒而生的。因为这是与福音是必须的。
It's essential to the glory of the gospel.
这是与福音的荣耀不可分割的。
And so I urge you this morning.
所以我今天我劝导大家。
Never to think of the doctrine of the Trinity as something secondary.
不要认为三位一体论是一些次要的、不重要的一些教导。
Or theoretical.
或者一些不切实际的头脑的教导而已。
It is rather at the foundation of our faith.
这是我们信仰的根基。
And of the comfort we find in the gospel.
这是我们在福音中所得到的大安慰。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to worship you here.
父，我们感谢你给我们这样的机会来敬拜你。
And to think about the glorious gospel of the Father sending the Son to be the Savior of the world.
来考虑到，哦，主啊，父差遣子来到世界来拯救世人，这荣耀的福音。
Help us to love it more.
帮助我们更爱你的福音。
Worship you better.
更加的敬拜你。
Serve you more enthusiastically.
更加热心的服侍你。
Because of it.
因此来敬拜你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs, and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.